Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here. I get that all the time. Wherever I go, Mr. Humble. At your service. Thanks for staying with me. I'm very excited, as I always am. Archie Chankuti joins us again. Dr. Archie Chankuti is the author of Built on Trust. He is our trust expert. If you don't know by now how big a deal I think trust is, then I don't know. I can't help you because you're not paying attention. Because if you've been listening to me for very long, by the number of times that we've talked about it specifically on the show, by the number of times that I've referred to it, inferred it, insinuated it, however I could get it in there, trying to explain how trust can no longer be this passive thing that we just sort of know is there. It's got to be something that we leverage. It's got to be something that we recognize, and that's what Archie does. He helps us with that. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Archie, we're going to talk about a different way of thinking about trust in a little bit in the later show. But for this segment, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what you think the American populace, the American electorate, for example, what are Americans? Do you feel that here, as we stand here today, that Americans are more trustworthiness out of their leaders? Do you think there's a movement going on that's going to continue to demand that kind of performance out of people that we count on?
Well, I hope so, and I do think so. I think beginning with in the business community, for instance, beginning with the disaster that we had in 2008,
right?
Particularly the closure of Lehman Brothers. You know, when people weren't expecting it and weren't told that this was something that was on, et cetera, et cetera. I do think that trust was broken. And, trust, just to define it, confidence, that's emotional, but backed up by a track record, some sort of execution mm-hmm. record that can either be corrected to bring it back to trust or that reinforces the confidence that's already there.
Isn't one of the markers of trust no surprises?
Yes. Well, no. Negative surprises. It's funny.
See, I don't want any surprises, Archie.
Well, of course, I understand.
Because in business, I say no surprises for birthdays.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I say trust is based on two goals that every business should have. One, you're going to close every interaction. Every mm-hmm. single interaction gets mm-hmm. closed. Who's going to do what next? Even if it's when we're going to reconsider.
Even when you can't follow, you can't deliver on what you promised. That's how you avoid a surprise.
That's correct. So that's number one. If you can't give a time, then you give a time for a time. That's closure. And then number two is, you always make authentic promises. You never mm-hmm. say yes when the real answer is maybe. Mm-hmm. You work through the doubts together. That's right. There's your capacity.
And you're talking about being specific and being accurate. Being trustworthy. That's the reason why when people talk about, there are people who are, I call them ish people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an ish person is?
Exactly.
When are you going to be here? Oh, about two-ish.
Yes.
How much is that? Oh, about 50-ish.
Yes.
They're what I call ish people. You can never trust ish people because they don't even know what they think or want. So how are they going to perform with you?
Right, or I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, ish people.
Or I'll take it under consideration, kinds of things. So that's where the cracks are. It's not so much that people are trying to generate mistrust. It's just that we've already got a degree of mistrust. You have to be very deliberate to build the trust and to be consistent, and it's important to recognize that you, the business leader, can create the culture of trust. It's not random. You don't have to wait around.
That's right. That's right. You know, Arky, more than ever, before in the history of mankind, people who are leading our nation and our organizations, our governments, have more power over our lives, directly or indirectly, than ever before. We've got to hold them to a trust standard, folks, that we've never had before. There was a time when leaders could make do something wrong or you know, inappropriate, and it didn't take us down. It didn't take everybody down. It affected a smaller part of the world. Today, not the case. We must demand trust. We must see trust being delivered. I think there is a movement. I think it's going to continue to happen, and I'm excited about that. When we come back, Arky is going to talk to us about trust and innovation. How do those two go together? Tail. Stay with us.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.